He's trying to bring back the nickel soda pop. He's Jason Kirkman from southern New Mexico's Tularosa Basin with great music and family-styled entertainment. He's right here and he's right now on the Jason Kirkman Show.
Well, the weather is certainly getting warmer here in the Tularosa Basin. Just perfect to get on the old bike, and I'm going to do it too. How's your week been? Are you keeping an optimistic attitude? I sure hope so. There's always good things to come just around every corner of life. That's not to say that we don't always have disappointments, but I believe that the disappointments in life are there to increase the value of the good things we have. Every day, another blessing, another reason to smile. And, you know, for me, another reason to smile is right here and now. It's the time of the week that I call Smile Production Time. It's when I get to sit down at my desk, play a few tunes, tell a few stories, render a few moments of motivation, and provoke a few laughs. All the way from New Mexico's Tularosa Basin, coming from Studio 312, it's time for the Jason Kirkman Show. So stick around because the fun starts right now.
Sometimes I think I love you. Scream and shout it. There ain't no doubt about it. That's why I love you like I do. Well, sometimes I think you're kissing me, oh, just a little too much. You drive me crazy, baby, with your magic touch. You make me feel so good when the moon is shining bright, with our lips together, and you're squeezing me so tight. Well, I went steady once before. Lord, I love the girl next door. She stepped out on me, you see, and couldn't be true. But I got over all of my dreams. Time went by so fast it seems. Now I know I'll never get over you. All right. Scream and shout it. There ain't no doubt about it. That's why I love you like I do. Yeah, that's why I love you like I do.
That was Ricky Nelson with one of my favorite tunes, Just a Little Too Much. Here's Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers with The ABCs of Love.
Do bopsy do, boom 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 boom.
Do bopsy do, boom 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 boom.
I'll always want you. Sugar.
The average cost of a new house was $10,950. The average monthly rent was only $87. The average annual income was $4,130. Minimum wage was just about a buck. The average cost of a new car, $1,900. And the cost of a gallon of gas was 23 cents. What year was it? It was 1955. And it was also the year that the Cadillacs recorded Speedo.
Boom, boom, boom.
But my real name is Mister. Naughty, y'all can call me Speedo, but my real name is Mister. No, for me to brand new fellas and taking other folks' girls. Naughty, y'all can call me Speedo, cause I don't believe in wasting time. Yes, man, my Speedo, he don't ever take it slow. Well, naughty, y'all can call me Speedo, but my real name is Mister. Naughty, y'all can call me Speedo, but my real name is Mister. Speedo, he don't ever take it slow. Well, naughty, y'all can call me Speedo, but my real name is Mister. Well, naughty, y'all can call me Speedo, but my real name is Mister. And naughty, gonna call me Speedo till they call off making pretty girls.
The greatest scientist thinker of the 20th century charged $1 for his autograph, which in the 1950s was roughly about the equivalent of $10. Einstein did this for a couple of reasons. Number one, it reduced the number of people who bothered him for an autograph, and secondly, it helped the charities to which he donated the money. There was, however, one notable exception. Einstein once gave a free autograph to one of his heroes. It was the silent film star Charlie Chaplin. The comic accepted the gift humbly, telling the physics genius, "People cheer me because they all understand me, but they cheer you because nobody understands you."
The peaceful village, the lion.
That was The Tokens with The Lion Sleeps Tonight. Here's the 1960 hit by The Miracles, Shop Around.
When I became of age, my mother called me to her side. She said, son, you're growing up now. Pretty soon you'll take a bride. And then she said, just because you've become a young man, there's still some things that you don't understand. Before you ask some girl for a hand now, keep your freedom for as long as you can now. My mama told me, you better shop around.
Sad news sent a 35-year-old man named John B. Stetson on a journey that would lead him to invent the cowboy hat. The story will be coming up. Here's Chuck Berry with Roll Over Beethoven.
DJ. Yeah, it's a jumping little record I want my jockey to play. Roll over Beethoven, I gotta hear it again today. You know my temperature rising, the jukebox blowing a fuse. My heart beating rhythm and my soul keep a singing the blues. Roll over Beethoven, tell Tchaikovsky the news. I got the rockin' pneumonia, I need a shot of rhythm and blues. I caught the rolling off the rider sitting down at a rhythm review. I roll over Beethoven, they rockin' in two by two. Well, if you feel it and like it, go get your lover, then reel and rock it. Roll it over, then move on up, just a trifle further, then reel and rock with. Run another, roll over Beethoven, dig these rhythm and blues. Nothing to lose. Roll over Beethoven, tell Tchaikovsky the news. You know she wiggle like a glow worm, dance like a spinning top. She got a crazy partner, you ought to see him reel and rock. Long as she got a dime, the music won't never stop. Roll over, Beethoven. 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 Dig to the rhythm and blues.
What sad news sent a 35-year-old man named John B. Stetson on a journey that would lead him to invent the cowboy hat? In 1865, Stetson was diagnosed with tuberculosis, and his doctor only gave him 6 months to live. Longing to see the Wild West before he died, he quit his father's hat business in New Jersey and took a train to the plains. He was amazed and awestruck by the open spaces and the rugged cowboys, but not by their hats. He knew he could make something better than those tattered coonskin caps, sombreros, and those sailor hats that they wore. 6 months later, he was still kicking, and he moved to Philadelphia and opened a hat factory. His first product was called the Boss of the Plains. It was made out of beaver pelts, and one cowboy raved, "It keeps the sun off of your eyes and off of your neck. It's an umbrella, a bucket to water your horse, and a cup for yourself." Interesting. Despite costing more than most cowboys made in a month, millions of bosses were sold every year in the late 1800s, and Stetson, well, he lived to the ripe old age of 76.
Gonna find her. I'm gonna find her. I'm gonna find her. I'm gonna find her.
Well, I've been searching.
I'm gonna find her.
With Searchin', here's Elvis Presley with one I don't believe I've ever played before. It's called Sentimental Me.
Sentimental me. Yes, I'll always be.
Yes, I'll always be.
So in love with you. Say you love me too. Sentimental. Dreaming while I live.
Dreaming.
darling, can't you see?
Darling, can't you see?
It was meant to be.
It was meant to be.
I'm in love with you. Say you love me too. Sentimentally. Reaching for the moon. On my honeymoon, I want to be with you. Darling, can't you see?
There is another tradition in America that's so beautiful. If you're not lazy, you are respected. Did you know that? Right here today, somebody leaned over and said, there he is, look at him. He ain't worth killing. Oh, trifling. But if you have the reputation that you'll work, you are a working hand, it is a tradition in America that you'll be respected. All right, I'll prove it to you. How many of y'all ever picked up a hitchhiker? All right, let me see your hands. Beautiful. How many of y'all ever picked up a hitchhiker that was laying down or sitting down side the road? Not only do I not pick them up, but I scatter them. I send them down that bank. I was coming out of Jackson, Mississippi the other day, had my wife with me. On Interstate 55, headed north toward Canton. And as I rounded a curve, there was two of them. One of them was laying down hitchhiking with his head on his suitcase. And another one was sitting down by him and they was thumbing it. I felt my wife's hand hit my leg and she said, "Oh, Jerry, they ain't bothering you. They ain't bothering you, Jerry. Look out now. Look out now." Folks, it is a tradition. If you ain't lazy, you will be respected. I hope you ain't lazy.
Here's Ray the Great, Ray Charles, that is, with Hallelujah, I Love Her So.
Comes up, she brings my coffee in my favorite cup. That's why I know, yes, I know. Hallelujah, I just love her so. When I'm in trouble and I have no friend, I know she'll go with me until the end. Everybody asks me how I know. I smile at them and say she told me so. That's why I know, oh, I know. Hallelujah, I just love her so. Now if I call her on the telephone and tell her that I'm all alone, by the time I count from one to four, I hear her on my door. In the evening when the sun goes down, when there is nobody else around, she kisses me and she holds me tight and tells me, "Daddy, everything's all right." So I know, yes, I know. Hallelujah, I just love her so. Now if I call her on the telephone and tell her that I'm all alone, by the time I count from one to four, I hear her on my door. In the evening when the sun goes down, when there is nobody else around, she kisses me and she holds me tight night and tell me, Daddy, everything's all right. That's why I know, yes, I know. Hallelujah, I just love. Oh, hallelujah. Don't you know, I just love her so. She's my little woman, wake all this time. Babe, I'm a little fool for you, little girl.
I was recently thinking of my dear late Uncle Kenny Gibson, and I remembered an incident that happened in the early 90s. I was riding in the back of the car with my Uncle Kenny and his family. Uncle Kenny was driving, it was very warm, and I had my window down. I was seated precisely behind Uncle Kenny, and unbeknownst to me, my left leg moved over and leaned against the window switch on my door. It promptly rolled the window up and smashed in around the fingers of my left hand, which had been extended out the window to rest my fingers on the edge of the roof of the car. Instantaneously, the thought entered my mind that it was Uncle Kenny who decided to move my window up with his master switch. I immediately tried to get him to cease by pushing about his shoulders and yelling, stop it, you're killing me, put it back, move it back. He thought I had gone insane. When I explained to him what was happening, he said he didn't do it. I looked over and saw my knee resting against the switch. I look back at that and laugh now, but there is a moral to the story. Sometimes we think it's someone else who's hurting us, when it's actually ourselves. You're listening to The Jason Kirtman Show.
A friend of mine told me one early morning,
over at Mary's place,
home, said tonight there's gonna be a party going on
over at Mary's place. Oh,
he said if you can enjoy a real nice affair
over at Mary's place. Oh,
then you make it your business to be right there
over at Mary's place.
He said in fact meet me.
That was Sam Cooke with Over at Mary's Place. Here's a little comedy from Bob and Ray.
So have you noticed lately the in-vogue words, I guess they always were in the dictionary, but suddenly you hear them more and more. Words like pejorative, charisma certainly, dichotomy, suskinisms we call them. We use that in the pejorative sense, of course. And expertise. You hear that all the time. Now, that implies that you're listening to the words of an expert. And that's one thing we have plenty of here today, our experts. We're delighted to have with us the world-renowned Komodo Dragon Authority. from Upper Montclair, New Jersey, Dr. Daryl Dexter. Dr. Dexter, would you tell everybody all about the Komodo dragon, please?
The Komodo dragon is the world's largest living lizard. It's found on the steep-sloped island of Komodo in the lesser Sunda chain of the Indonesian archipelago and nearby Rinja, Padar, and Flores. It's a ferocious carnivory, and one swipe of its tail can render an enemy senseless.
Now, where do they come from?
The Komodo dragon, the world's largest living lizard, is found on the steep-sloped island of Komodo, hence its name. And that is in the lesser Sunda chain of the Indonesian archipelago and the nearby islands of Rinja, Padar, and Flores. We have two in this country, two Komodo dragons, which were given to us some years ago by the late former premier of Indonesia, Sukarno.
I believe I read somewhere where a foreign potentate gave America some Komodo dragon. Is that true?
Yes. The former premier of Indonesia, Sukarno, gifted this country with two Komodo dragons, world's largest living lizards, some years ago. And they're in the National Zoo in Washington.
Well, now, if we wanted to take the children to see a Komodo dragon, where would we take the children to see a Komodo dragon?
If you were in the vicinity of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., you would take the kiddos to the National Zoo. And there you would see two Komodo dragons, the world's largest living lizards. There's a stuffed Komodo dragon in the lobby of the Royal Hotel in Kathmandu, Nepal.
I believe they're of the lizard family, aren't they?
Yes, they're the world's largest living lizard. And they're ferocious carnivory. One swipe of their tail can render an enemy senseless.
I believe we've just about exhausted the subject. I want to thank you very much for coming by. I know it works a great hardship on you to come in here from Upper Montclair, New Jersey.
Yes.
And I want to thank you. Do you have a ride home?
No, I don't.
Well, maybe somebody here in the audience will be kind enough to give you a lift after the show.
That would be very nice. Thank you.
Thank you.
Another member of our staff, family, who's been with us almost as long as Wally Blue, is Gabe Preston. Gabe is our Washington correspondent. He reports in on a fairly regular basis with stories of a political nature or anything with a Washington touch to it. We tape it and use it later in the evening sometimes. I think he's just about due to call in now.
And Bob? This is Gabe Preston in Washington.
Hi, Gabe. This is Bob. Where are you, in Washington?
Yeah, Washington. Where else? Look, I have a fairly important story here. I wish you'd get it down on tape as soon as possible and then get it on the air, okay?
Okay, got a big story, yeah. Huh? Okay, well, the tape looks as if it's all set to go, so anytime you're ready.
I'll go right now. Hello, everybody. This is Gabe Preston. An important story...
Gabe, hold it just a minute, will you, please? I've got an idea. If this is such an important story, why don't I put the introduction right on the tape? Then we'll have the whole thing as a unit. We can play it all at once.
Well, I'll tell you what. Why don't you give me a go-ahead? You know, just say, go ahead.
Well, I can't do that if I've just introduced you.
All right, well, what's the cue again now?
Kind of awkward. Cue will be Washington.
Okay.
Okay? Let's roll the tape back, and we'll see if we get a clean start. Now for up-to-the-minute news stories from our nation's capital.
This is Gabe Preston in Washington, D.C., our nation's capital.
Gabe.
An important story. Yeah.
I wasn't finished introducing you yet.
Well, you said nation's capital.
Right, that's right.
You know, Washington is the nation's capital.
Well, I know they're one and the same thing, but we've got to have a clean cue. The
All
word,
right, okay.
The word Washington, okay?
Right.
Let's roll it back and get a clean start. Okay?
Fine.
Now for up-to-the-minute news stories from our nation's capital.
Boom.
We take you to Washington and Gabe Preston. Gabe?
Yeah, where's the cue?
Well, I said it, didn't I?
I didn't hear any cue. You
said Washington in there someplace.
Look, I don't want to be here all night, you know? I'm getting very confused
here.
We
can't be.
This is a fairly important story. Could we get it on, please?
Certainly. All what would you like me to give you as
a cue? How about here's Gabe Preston, just that?
I tell you what. Why don't you just go ahead and tape the story, and I'll put the introduction in live when we want to play it.
Okay, I thought that's what we were going to do in the first place.
Much, much better that way. Let me roll it back once more, and we'll start it. We'll get it this time.
This is Gabe Preston.
See, I didn't think you were going to start us. I'm sorry, I stepped on your line there.
Yeah, I heard it.
I'll just let it run. Go ahead.
This is Gabe Preston in Washington, D.C., our nation's capital. An important story broke here today.
Hold it, Gabe. I'm out of tape.
Oh, forget it.
I'll have to get more tape. Call you.
Kindness is the language which the deaf can hear and the blind can see. Mark Twain.
Well, down in Houston, Texas, way back in the hills, lived my pappy daily and he had him a spill. He brewed white light until the sun went down. He'd fill him a jug and he'd pass it around. Mighty, mighty pleasing, Pappy's going squeezing.
Shh, white lightning.
Well, a G-Men team in the revenues too. Searching for a place where he made his brew. They were looking, trying to book him, but my Pappy kept a cooking.
Shh, white lightning.
Well, I asked my pappy daily why he called his brew white light instead of Mountain Dew. I took a little sip and right away I knew. As my eyes bugged out and my face turned blue, lightning started flashing, thunder started clashing. Shoo, my goodness.
White lightning.
Well, a G-Man team in the revenues too, searching for a place to remain his brew. They were looking, trying to book him. Pappy kept a cooking.
Shoo. White lightning.
Well, the city's liquor came and he said, I'm tough. I think I wanna taste that powerful stuff. He took one for blood and drank it on down. I heard him a moaning as he hit the ground. Mighty, mighty pleasing, Pappy's going squeezing.
White lightning.
Well, a G-Men team in revenues too, searching for a place where it made his brew. They were looking, trying to book it. Pappy kept a cooking.
White lightning.
That was George Jones with White Lightning. Here's Elvis Presley with When It Rains, It Really Pours.
You know what it takes, you got it, baby. You are the only one I've chosen. I got a feeling for you, baby. And you're the only. When it rains, it really pours. what you want and now you love me. Well, that's the way the story goes. Well, I got troubles, troubles, troubles. When it rained, it really poured.
Here's a little more of that Mr. Sam Cooke with a tune called Shake.
Shake. Shake. Shake. Shake. Listen. Listen while I talk to you. I tell you what we're gonna do. There's a new thing that's going around. And I'll tell you what they're putting down. Your body all around and just shake. Oh, mama, shake. That's the way to do it. Shake. Oh, you're looking good now. Shake. Yeah. Aha. Shake it like a bowl of soup. And make your body loop-de-loop. Put your hands on your hips. And kind of let your backbone slip. Move your body like a whip and just shake. That's doing it. Shake. Yeah, you're looking good now. Shake. Don't do it, baby. Shake. Yeah. Oh, ding-a-ling-a-ling. Your body shaking is the latest thing. And if you want to swing, just loosen up them shoulders. And if you want to really roll, you got to do the thing with soul. Shake the shake with all your might. Oh, if you do it right. Just make your body loose and light. You gotta shake. Oh, honey, shake. Shake. Oh, that's the way to do it. Shake. Do it right. Make your body loose and light. And just shake. All I like to do is shake. Make me feel good. Now shake. All gone, baby. Shake. Don't be ashamed. Now shake. Dance what you wanna.
I'd like to thank you for listening to this hour of the Jason Kirkman Show, and I'd like to thank all of the stations that carry the program. There's 88.9 FM KHII out of Cloudcroft, New Mexico, our anchor station, and 97.5 FM out of Alamogordo, New Mexico, our sister station. There's also the Leading Edge Radio Network out of Dallas, Texas, and Oldies Radio 104.3 WVPV, West Virginia's proud veterans. They're proud to be first in Ritchie County. Also AM 1290 out of Vancouver, Washington, and Oldies Radio 88.com, and RememberWhenRadio.com out of Columbia, South Carolina. Out of the beautiful islands, there's the Hawaiian Pacific Radio, and out of Florida, Q-Star Radio. I'd also like to thank KOWS Radio 107.3 FM out of Occidental, California, and WYAP 107.7 FM in beautiful Clay, West Virginia. Over on the west side in San Francisco, California, we can be heard on AM 1700 Radio Richmond. I'd also like to thank AM 520 The Loop and 88.1 WCPR out of Ringgold, Georgia, and out of Andrews, North Carolina, Andrews Community Radio. I'd also like to thank Classic Hits 1630 AM, just a little north of me in Denver, Colorado, and out of Dark County, Ohio, Dark Classics Radio. Also, I'd like to thank all of our European friends who listened to the music player yesterday out of the United Kingdom. To check out all of these stations and their websites, go to jasonkirkman.com, that's C-U-R-T-M-A-N, and click on the links in the upper left side of the homepage. While you're there, check out the blog and send me an email and let me know just how much you're enjoying the Jason Kirkman Show.
What you're cooking for victuals, Granny? What you're cooking for victuals, Granny? What's for supper? What do you got?
Let me take a peek in my pot.
What do you see, Granny?
Yeah, what do we got?
Oh, we got owl soup, jowl soup, and a little fowl soup. Fried bits, dried bits, skinny and white bits. Hog belly, frog belly, cooked a nice possum jelly. That's what's a cooking in my pot.
Yeah, Granny, what else we got?
Yeah, Granny, what else we got?
What we are eating for victuals, Granny? What we are eating for victuals, Granny? We's a starving, what else do you got?
I'll take another peek in my pot.
What do you see, Granny?
Yeah, are you looking, Granny?
Yeah, I see fish.
Fish? Doggies, what kind of fish?
Catfish, that fish. There's a real delicious fish. Stiff squirrel, stuffed squirrel, tender and tough squirrel. Goose eggs, loose eggs, and I'll introduce eggs that you never ate before.
She fainted.
Granny, hurry up with the vittles. Miss Drysdale turned green and fainted for your good cooking.
Yeah, Granny, tell us more. Makes my mouth water.
What we are eating for vittles, Granny? What we are eating for vittles, Granny? We're plumb hungry. What do you got?
I'll take another peek in my pot.
What do you see, Granny?
Yeah, what do you got?
Ooh, I see gizzards.
Gizzards? Doggies. Double doggies. What kind of gizzards?
Gizzards chopped up in gravy and they're sopped up. Black-eyed peas, fries, and a little hog hide. Hot beaver, cold beaver, young and very old beaver. That's what's a-stewing in my pot.
That's what we eat. That's what we eat. That's what we eat. The very best.
This is George in southern New Mexico, and you're listening to The Jason Curtin Show.
That was the Beverly Hillbillies with Vittles. Here's Anne Murray with All of Me.
All of me, why not take all of me? Can't you see? I'm no good without you. Take my arms, I want to lose them. Take my lips, I'll never use them. Your goodbye left me with eyes that cry. How can I go on, dear, without you took the part that once was my heart. So why not take all of me?
Hey, hey, folks, it's that time again. Time to wrap up the Jason Kirkman Show. Thank you so much for listening to this hour of the program and being here with me. Don't forget to check out my website at jasonkirkman.com. That's C-U-R-T-M-A-N. I'm going to remind you, as I do every week, don't forget to spend some special quality time with the ones you love. And especially, I'm talking about those little ones. I would encourage you to be somebody's sweet inspiration this week. And with that, I'll leave you with the Eliope Singers with Sweet Inspiration. You all have a fantastic week, and I'll see you next time on this wonderful station that you're listening to right now. I'm Jason Kirkman. God bless. Jason Kirkman Show is underwritten by todaysfullerbrush.com. Quality products for quality homes since 1906. Todaysfullerbrush.com.